What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today's topic, I want to talk about doing your best while you can. Now, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or a watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Dad Needs to Talk, I do discussions, interviews, and reviews surrounding fatherhood and family, manga, anime, TV, movies, and games. And yeah. So, like I said, today I want to touch on the topic of doing the best while you can, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. As always, there's timestamps for everything, but I always got to do and start with a little check-in on myself, my life, and everything in between, because I am tired. I don't know how the rest of y'all are feeling. We're in freaking April now, which is kind of crazy to think about, but we've made it to another month. The eclipse is a few days away, so I'm pretty sure it's gonna be some pandemonium surrounding that. but I hope that anybody out there that is listening to this, I hope that you are doing well. Like I said, I am tired, my body is tired, but I wanted to come on and talk and record, even if it's just for a little bit today, just because I know my schedule and stuff is about to get pretty busy over the coming days and stuff, and I have something else in mind I want to do for next week, so wanting to come in and talk with y'all and stuff. So, but yeah, like I said, it's things have been busy. We are winding down. My kids are, I think we have one track meet left school wise for eighth grade year for my oldest three, and so, you know, it's a lot of preparation and stuff for that. My oldest son, he had his first, I guess, kind of like real official practice with his new team today, which I'm excited about the prospects for that, and that's going to kind of feed into some of the stuff for my topic a little bit later. But they did a outdoor practice where it was no actual basketball stuff, where it was more conditioning and training. So I had them doing some drills up and down the hill, including some wheelbarrow crawls. If you know, you know. If you know what that is, then yeah, had them doing some of that and stuff. So but yeah, but other than that, like I said, just trying to maintain my sanity through all this stuff. Like I said, we always have a lot of moving pieces and stuff, and just trying to make adjustments to this new team and schedules and etc. and things like that. But of course, still been trying to, you know, still been watching some checking out some of the new anime. I'm gonna touch on it a little bit later and catch it up on some other things. Speaking up of catching up, and I'll mention this a little bit later, but I hope that y'all checked out, well, if you're a manga reader, I'll specify, because I did a little episode last week talking about me catching up on the manga for Frieren after the season of the anime finished or whatever. So but yeah, like I said, not too much going on. Like I said, just things are ramping up in a way to where it's going to be more important than ever for me to make sure that I don't overexert myself too much or whatever, and that I try to get as much proper rest and time where possible, because I'm hoping tomorrow I can hopefully go and see that Monkey Man movie before my super busy days ramp up. I'm heading into the weekend and then in the days and weeks to come, because also the old man in my job got hurt about a month ago, a few weeks ago, whatever, and so he might have to be out for surgery, which means I'm gonna have to take on all the stuff he was doing for probably maybe a good month or two, which doing more at work on top of you know, the school year starting to kind of wind down and stuff for my kids, and then wrapping up into some busy stuff going on school-wise as they begin to transition into preparing for ninth grade stuff, which I can't remember if I had talked about that here or not, about how we had a little meeting with the athletic staff and stuff, just them kind of just like preparing, because my kid's school district, like I said, forgive me if I've talked about this before, but my kid's school district, ninth grade is still at the middle school, so their middle school is 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then high school is 10 through 12. Well, depending on how good of an athlete you are, if you're playing up JV or varsity or whatever, then it's going to be a lot of back and forth stuff, to where like you might go to the high school in the morning to do some training and stuff, then go to the middle school for your normal school day, and then go back to the high school for your evening practices and yada yada yada. So it's a lot of things kind of ramping up for that early. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, just shout out to everybody out there that has been doing awesome work, even just living life the best you can, because I know there's a lot of stuff going on, just stuff is crazy expensive, everybody's just doing the best that they can to survive. And so I kind of want to transition that into the topic of, you know, doing the best while you can. And this is something I've kind of wanted to talk on a little bit here and there for a while, just didn't really know like when and where or under what situation I would do it. But I feel like right now it's kind of like really on my mind, because like I said, we're kind of in the heat of preparing some stuff with my older kids, getting ready to transition into close to high school stuff. And then of course, we're also in the middle of, still like March Madness with the college basketball stuff, whatever. So, you know, me and my family watched a lot of the women's games and stuff over the weekend. And it just kind of just kept this theme in the back of my mind. Just because as we see a lot of, as I was watching some of the games and stuff over the last week or whatever, and thinking about how this might be the end of the road for some of these kids. And of course, when I say do the best while you can, it's not just sports. That can apply to everything, but I'm going to start off talking about it from a sports-wise, like I said, because with my kids being so heavy into athletics and stuff, whatever, and like I said, just watching the college ball and stuff, whatever. But because there are some things that are kind of timeless and you can kind of do and get into at any point in time, no matter how old or young you are or whatever, there are certain things, hey, it is open to everybody. But there are other things, like with athletics or whatever, to where even with having the best trainers and medical staff and whatever, just eventually over time our bodies will break down and you won't be able to perform whatever sport. Or I even have this fear sometimes when I'm playing certain games or whatever, and I'm like my hands start to feel funny, and I'm like, man, like, is there gonna be a day where I won't be able to just enjoy playing on a controller or whatever, you know? And did different things like that just kind of worry me. Even like with my eyesight or whatever, it's like, you know, things up close I can see fine or whatever, but it's like certain stuff off in the distance or whatever I can't see. And I'm like, I hope that I never like fully lose my eyesight. That's like one of like my biggest fears and concerns. But like I said, just all this going into the theme of doing the best while you can, within the circumstances that you have. Because like I said, as I'm watching a lot of these games and stuff, whatever, the college games, whatever, and some of these, knowing some of these kids, I'm calling them kids, even though they're late teens, early 20s or whatever, but watching a lot of these people, especially the seniors and stuff, whatever, of like, man, this is their last game, last chance at trying to go for that coveted championship and stuff. And of course, there are some that will continue on to the next level and go pro, like Angel Reese just announced today that she is declaring for the WNBA draft or whatever. So her journey will continue onwards and upwards and stuff. But for the majority of people, the average person, most of the time, your athletic journey might stop at, you know, any given point in time. And I'm saying this to anybody that might be watching this, and especially if any of my kids watch this in the future, utilize the resources that you have. And because at the end of the day, we can only do so much within the situation that we live in, whether it be our living situation, financial situation, support situation, whatever the case may be. Do the best you can with what you have. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about myself, for example. Myself growing up, whatever, I enjoyed playing basketball. I kind of enjoyed doing cross country. I was really good at it. You know, didn't really enjoy all the full process of whatever. But, you know, growing up, I'm from a very small town in deep southeast Texas, little old Jasper. We never had a car growing up. And so I relied on, you know, friends and family and stuff to kind of get me to practice. Or I would walk, because Jasper isn't that big. So a lot of times, especially cross-country practice, whatever, I was one of the first ones to finish. And I'm like, the time I would be sitting here waiting for somebody else, one of my classmates or teammates, to finish doing their couple of miles, 3 miles, whatever, the time I'm sitting here waiting for them to finish, and then for their parent to come and me ask for a ride or whatever, I could just be gone. Because there was plenty of times where I get out there, do my couple of miles or whatever, go inside, get dressed, and I'm walking across the field that we did our path for running, whatever. I had to walk across that to go home, whatever. And there'd be times where some of my classmates or whatever, teammates, they would still be running, and I'm fully dressed going home. They're like, dude, you already done? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going home, you know. But you know, within the situation I had or whatever, I never really had like a big expectation, like, oh yeah, I'm going to be able to go pro or whatever. Though in hindsight, I probably could have put in more into cross country or whatever, but it is what it is. Now, all these years later, I'm, you know, in my early 30s, I got kids and stuff that are, my kids are way better than I could have ever imagined. But we also have structured our life and built ourselves in a way to provide them that support of like, okay, hey, you have the potential and the talent to do this. Me and my wife, me and your mother, we're going to do everything possible to give you the tools for success, because y'all have been working for years. Some of it is a mix of just, hey, you lucked out genetically, you know, with my oldest son. Hey, you just happen to get the right pool of genetics, just height, body-wise, body frame, whatever. And you've been working. He's 15. He's already been doing basketball since he was 5 or 6, whatever. So you have that stuff, whatever. My daughter's good at track, good at basketball, all this stuff, whatever. I even see it in my two younger ones, Andre and Vash. And it's like, we are doing everything we can to put y'all in the position, in the places with the coaches, the trainers, whatever, But at the end of the day, it is still on them to perform, to execute, to want to put in the work. And that's the thing, because, and like I said, that is why I try to encourage and have these talks and stuff with them, whatever. Of course, obviously, it's like, hey, if they wake up one day and be like, hey, I don't want to do this no more, so be it. It is what it is, you know. But as long as they say they want to do it, we're going to do the best we can to provide that support, because I remember the feelings, just like it was yesterday, and it's been well over 15 plus years ago, whatever. But the day of my final high school basketball game, as that clock was winding down, we were playing against West Orange, or just Orange, I can't remember. And, you know, we out there, of course, it's just, there's no way we're going to come back, but we're in the playoffs or whatever. And it's just like, the clock is just ticking down. And then once that buzzer went off, it was just like, wow, that is it. I will never play basketball again. You know, as far as like in this setting, in this structure, whatever, like that is it. Same thing with cross country. My senior year, I crossed that finish line and they handed me my place, whatever. And it was like, I was nowhere near close enough to advance to state or whatever. You know, I made it to regionals, but it's like, that's it. You know, was top 10 in district, and then, you know, the, what, like 125, I think, in regionals or whatever, out of like a few hundred people. But it was like, I crossed that finish line, got that number, and it was like, just like basketball, or technically this would have been before basketball, because we do cross country in the fall. But yeah, it was just like, that's it. You know, of course, yeah, you know, there's still 5Ks and marathons and stuff you can do for the rest of your life, just in the normal world or whatever. But as far as like that level competition, whatever, that is it. And so I know that day is coming for my kids. I know that day is coming eventually for lots of people out there, whatever. And I want them to, of course, there's always going to be, no matter what level you get to, whatever, you still might have some form of regret or whatever. But I don't want their journey to end sooner than it might should have, if they would have, you know, had a little bit more training, a little bit more practice, or, you know, XYZ, any multitude of factors or whatever. And so that is why, like I said, we do what we do. We are very tired as parents. I'm very tired, you know, doing all the stuff I do on top of going to work. And that's why I said, that's why we structured my wife's work situation to where she has the flexibility to, she can substitute teach whenever she wants. She can do a Uber Eats and stuff whenever she wants, to fit around the structure of the kids and the possibilities. Because like I mentioned before, we do a lot of traveling and stuff, whatever. And she does majority of that or whatever, especially when it's like, hey, they're having to go out of, not just out of the city, out of the DFW Metroplex, but especially when they're going like out of state, I can't really do that. So, you know, what I can do is I can hold down the fort. I can, you know, get up and get everybody else to school and stuff, whatever, get to work a little bit later, whatever. But I have that flexibility, thankfully. Work my job, do what I need to do, get off a little bit early to be able to go and pick up everybody and stuff while my wife is away with whoever, traveling, doing the sports stuff, whatever. But like I said, do what you can while you can. Because even now, this year with eighth grade or whatever, you know, not to be mean and stuff, whatever, but it is like the reality, especially living in a big city metroplex like what we do or whatever, there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of competition. And like I said, obviously majority of them are just doing this just to have fun, or just doing it just to be active and do something or whatever. But there's only so many slots and stuff, whatever. And it's just like, nowadays, like back when I grew up, whatever, I feel like the average person didn't start really doing sports stuff until they were able to do it through school. So typically seventh grade or whatever. Well, nowadays, like I mentioned, my kids, they are 14 and 15. That's around the age, maybe like a little bit younger, like I was like 12, 13 when I started. But still, that's around like the normal age back in the day. People kind of started or whatever. But now, my kids started when they were 4 or 5 years old. So they're already 7 years ahead of the game of what I was doing when I was their age. And it's just like, even game one, when you're watching the middle school games or whatever, you can immediately tell, oh yeah, him, or her and her, they've been playing for years. And the rest of them, you know, no coordination, don't know how to dribble, which, like I said, it is fine. But like I said, that is just the level of competition things have gotten to nowadays and stuff. So, but yeah, so I don't know why I went on that little tangent, but like I said, with that being said, there are some kids that, hey, after this year of playing or whatever, that's it for them. You know, they might not make it onto the ninth grade team, or, you know, JV, varsity, whatever the case may be, whatever. It's like, hey, their sports career done in middle school, which is wild to think about. But like I said, just and kind of slightly pivoting a little bit with the doing the best while you can. Even myself with the podcast and doing the stuff, whatever, granted, I'm not really doing this to make a living or whatever. I just kind of do this for fun, just to conversate, just to share stuff with y'all. But I try to do the best I can within my situation, my constraints and stuff, whatever. Just because I've seen a lot of people for various different reasons that I miss hearing their podcasts and different stuff, whatever, that they've had to either put it on indefinite hiatus or just fully just have abandoned it and will never return because of life and other different things, whatever, which, like I said, of course, understandable, because, like I said, hey, the fact that I'm doing this sometimes, I think it's kind of crazy, but I enjoy doing this, and I feel like I have a place and have things that need to be heard by somebody out there, which is why, even though I don't try to force myself to have no strict, consistent schedule as much as I would love to, whatever, my life just isn't structured for that, and I don't want to force myself to try to fit within some arbitrary box for no reason, when it's tough enough as it is for me to be able to record, period. But like I said, me doing the best I can with this, and like I said, whatever endeavor you are doing, even sometimes with my job and stuff, whatever, like I said, I have a ton of flexibility and my job within my workspace, to where, like I said, like on the average day, it's like 5 people that are there at like all times on site or whatever. There's some days where it's a little bit more, some days where it's a little bit less, whatever. But within that, I am grateful for having that flexibility, but I also know that I've worked my butt off and have earned and do what I can to keep that flexibility. And what I mean by that is that not overly taking advantage of there not being somebody over there over looming over my shoulder, like, Robert, are you doing your work? Is your stuff getting done or whatever? It's like, no. I strive and do my best consistently to be able to keep the flexibility and the freedom that my manager, my boss, my job affords me and stuff, so that I can be able to, you know, do this podcast stuff and be able to take time off to travel with my family or just other life obligations and stuff I have to do, whatever. That is why I continue to do my best while I can, because I don't want to slip up and just, oh, hey, nobody's here. Well, I guess I'm just going to chill, just sit here, watch TV all day because ain't nobody going to know whatever. But then it's like if something happens up and it's like, okay, hey, God forbid there's a chopping block and we got to make some cuts. Well, hey, who been working? Well, it might not be that many people there to talk to, whatever, but hey, best believe if you talk to the security guard who is sitting there watching the cameras all day, he knows Robert is always busy. I'm always moving around getting stuff done while everybody else might be sitting around and stuff, twiddling their thumbs, whatever. But, you know, it's like I just don't want to put myself in a position to where I'm regretting. It's like, oh, Robert, we gotta let you go, whatever. Be like, man, if only I had did more, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I kind of, and maybe it's because of the responsibilities I do have that put me in that mindset. And maybe, like I said, it's a mix of my life and family responsibilities, the way I was raised and stuff, to where I had to, you know, I grew up well taken care of or whatever, like I said, because I kind of grew up as an only child because of the big gap between my older brother and sister, which that's going to be a whole other discussion for another podcast episode I look forward to doing one day. But yeah, so I had that direct attention towards my growth and stuff and my discipline and different things like that. And I've had to claw my way out of certain holes and certain situations that I was put in life-wise, to where it's like I do my best to try not to put or end up in that those situations again, especially now having a whole family I got to take care of and support and stuff. But yeah, like I said, all this me saying, no matter what you're doing, whether it's sports or art or studying or whatever it has to be, your job, whatever, do your best while you can. Minimize the regrets for whatever reason when it's all said and done and you can no longer do that thing that you're passionate about, that you loved. At least you can say, hey, even if you never reached the top of the mountain, hey, I did my best to work my way up this mountain. Like I said, I hope all this makes some sort of sense to somebody out there. But like I said, you know, it's you know, and honestly, even to the parents out there, the other parents like myself, regardless if you or a new fresh parent, you got a new kid or whatever, or you've got multiple kids, or you got kids older than, you know, mine, whatever situation you are as a parent, same thing, do the best you can do. Because I know a lot of times, a lot of people, we want to be able to do more for ourselves, for our kids and stuff, but sometimes just the roll of the dice just, you know, maybe makes it not work out. And that is kind of where it kind of comes into play to hopefully being able to have some type of support, whether it's actual family, your parents, a sibling, cousin, somebody, co-workers, just somebody that you can depend on or trust to help you out. Because prime example, and I've talked about this before, whatever, to where, like I said, growing up, my family didn't have a car, so I was the kid that always needed a ride or, you know, had to ask, you know, to get around or whatever. Well, now that I'm fortunate enough to where me and my wife both have vehicles and stuff to get around, to where we can now be those parents that support and help these other kids get home and get to where they need to go safely, because we have lots of my kids, classmates, teammates, whatever, their parents are working crazy schedules or whatever and can't go to get there to pick them up or can't go to the games or events and stuff, whatever, because we have, you know, one of my son's closest friends, you know, he's the baby of the family, so kind of like me or whatever, but his mom works crazy hours. Like we've known this boy for years. I've never met the mom. I don't think my wife has ever met his mom or whatever. I think they might have maybe have talked or communicated or whatever, but it's like, I don't even know what this lady looks like, but, you know, we do what we can to help, you know, get him home from practices, from games. Hey, if he has a tournament or whatever, and he needs somebody or whatever, okay, hey, we'll go, even if our kids aren't doing or part of it or whatever, we'll get him and take him to where he needs to go or whatever to provide that support, because his mom is doing the best that she can and stuff, whatever, and we can see, you know, how that is affecting him, but still, he has this passion for wanting to do his best in certain things, whatever, so we try to extend our support beyond not just our kids, but to, you know, their friends and stuff as much as possible. But like I said, it is okay if you can't be there for everything or whatever, because like I said, we all make a lot of sacrifices to be able to provide for our families, for our kids. Like I said, whether you're married or in a relationship or you're a single parent trying to do it or whatever, there's all types of combinations of how all this stuff goes, because I grew up with a single mother and stuff like that. But you know, for, you know, at least my early part of my life, you know, I had my grandmother was there, my older siblings and stuff before, you know, they grew up and they got their own families and my grandmother passed and yada yada yada. But like I said, just do the best you can and hopefully someday your kids will understand and appreciate that you tried, you know, despite it all, you tried. And that is kind of like a conundrum, which once again, this could be something else for a whole nother subject too, whatever, but it's like, I look at my baby, Vash, and I'm like, you know, I've talked about it before, it's like, man, he is 6 now, and it's like, the older kids, they were already doing stuff at this age, and it's just like, we just do not have the bandwidth to try to get him or my middle son into some other activities and stuff like they might want to do, whatever. But it's just like, somewhere along the way, there will be a time sacrifice where this is me sacrificing myself, my time, my sleep or whatever to keep stuff going, to somebody else along the way might not get to start stuff as early as somebody else or get to do the same things as somebody else, whatever. But it's just kind of like, we gotta work with in, you know, what we're doing and stuff. So but yeah, like, so just whoever out there is watching or listening, know that somebody out there is supporting you, cheering you on, even if you do not know it or realize it yet. Continue pushing, continue doing the best you can within your limits, and hopefully, you know, things will work out, whether it be a short-term thing or something that might take some years, some time to see through, whatever. So, but yeah, so that's what I wanted to say on that. Like I said, I hope all that rambling makes sense to somebody out there, because like I said, it is something that I think about often, because like I said, I see the potential in so many things in all my kids, beyond just the sports stuff, even just like other stuff that they show interest and stuff in. I see the potential, and so it's like, okay, I want to try to push where I can, and or place them with the right people in the right positions and stuff to try to achieve their dreams and their highest heights possible. So, but yeah, so that's it for that topic. Briefly, I'm gonna just mention, just real quick, just like I said, just some stuff other stuff I've been checking out and stuff, whatever. So, like I mentioned earlier, I caught up on the manga for Frieren, Beyond Journey's End. Super dope. I'm super sad I'm caught up now to, it was like chapter 127. So now I'm caught up. So, which is funny enough because right when I caught up, the manga is on like a little bit of a break because they're about to start another big arc, whatever. So no spoilers, but that was fantastic. Go check out that video. I started back watching Peaky Blinders. I just finished up season 4 and started season 5, whatever. Man, that was a fantastic ending, season 4, whatever, and a crazy start to season 5. So I look forward to chipping away at that journey. Trying to think of game wise, I checked out, I haven't finished it yet or whatever, but I started playing the demo for Stellar Blade. So if you have a PS5 and you like some action-y type of games, kind of like Nier with like a little taste of maybe like a Bloodborne mixed in it or whatever, check it out. But yeah, it is really, it looks really good. It feels fun. Like, so I gotta kind of just get a good grip of the combat and different stuff like that or whatever, but it shows potential. And the cool thing, and that I love that more demos are doing this, is that this demo is the beginning of the game. And so it's like maybe like 1.5 to 2 hours, and your save progress will carry over. So if you want to check it out and see if it might interest you, whatever, then hey, if you end up liking it, well then hey, it's going to carry over to the full game when that releases at the end of April. Speaking of April and games, whatever, shout out to a couple of games I had on my radar that are going to be part of PlayStation Plus this month, and that is or PlayStation Plus Extra, I should say, and that is Dave the Diver. I've heard good things about that. I think it was on Switch for like the last year or so, whatever. So interested in that. But the big one is Tales of Kenzaru Zao, I believe. That's going to be day one. That's one I've had on my radar since the first time I saw it, for so many factors, because the head guy of the studio who kind of made the story and stuff, whatever, is the voice actor for Bayek from Assassin's Creed Origins, which is one of my favorite games in the Assassin's Creed series. Just because I have such a connection with that game, because, you know, dealing with that character who is a father going through some grief and loss and stuff like that, and journeying with his wife to build the Assassin's Guild and all that stuff, whatever, around the same time that my son Vash is born, so that means a lot. And then this game is dealing with the themes of grief and stuff, with him losing his father in real life, whatever. So I'm excited to check out this game, and things of that nature. So that's what's going on with gaming wise. And anime, now I'm gonna mainly save this to talk about in like a week or so, once I've actually watched more episodes. But I've already started watching a few episodes of some spring anime. The number one highlight is Train to the End of the World. Fantastic show. I will not speak too much on it, but basically this is kind of like a post-apocalyptic situation with these young girls on a journey to find someone via this train that they're on. And that's all I will say on that. Just know, hey, go in not knowing as little as possible, give it a chance and watch it fully. You know, things might get weird, but stick with it, watch it fully, report back, let me know what you think of it. But yeah, so that's like a must watch right now. I checked out that first episode of God's Games We Play. You know, not, I don't know, nothing too crazy about it for me or whatever, but we'll see. I'm planning on checking out some more episodes of that. What was the other one? Re-Monster. I watched that. I'm not sure how to feel about it. It might just be one of those ones where I can just turn my brain off and just watch it, you know, and stuff. So, I'm interested in that. And that's kind of it for stuff that I've watched so far. There's a lot more stuff coming. Like I said, the season just started. But yeah, so that's pretty much it as far as anime and different stuff that I've been consuming or whatever. I really want to try to get some games knocked out before the end of the month or whatever, ideally, because there's more games coming. I want to try to start chipping away at something, whatever. So, but like I said, it's just been so busy, man, that I really just like sleep, rest, and repeat. But like I said, I try to get out of that cycle, because like prime example, this week it's like yesterday was Tuesday, so got up, went to work, did all this stuff, whatever. On my way home from work, stopped by the store to get some stuff for dinner, came home, getting dinner ready or whatever. By the time dinner was ready or whatever, went up to the school, watched a few of my kids' races and stuff, then came back home. My middle son was sick, so I didn't go back to the track meet to watch any more races or whatever. I just kind of stuck around, keep an eye on him. Then had to run back out to the store because I needed something crucial I forgot, and went to go pick up the family or swap cars at the track meet or whatever. Track meet ended at 9 p.m. by the way. So track meet ends around 9 something. I get to pick them up at like 9:30, get home, doing stuff, whatever. By the time it's all said and done, I'm finally settled in, having trouble sleeping, whatever. End up being up to like 1 a.m. I think, whatever, and was debating on trying to sleep in. But my dilemma, which is, it's a vicious cycle I am stuck in, to where it's like, ideally, I would just sleep in and go into work late and work later, but I can't work later because I need to be off by a certain time because of all of our evening obligations with these practices and different family stuff, whatever, and trainings and stuff we have to do. So, like I said, maybe went to sleep at 1-ish or whatever, and then boom, up at 6:15 or whatever, getting out the door, yada yada yada, rinse and repeat. And you know, here we are today. Come home, nap for a little bit, go to pick up the kids from school. Actually, no, I didn't nap or whatever because I didn't have enough time. So come home from work, rest maybe like 30 minutes to an hour, maybe go to pick up the kids from after school practice, come home, take a quick nap, whatever, running late, drove an hour to basketball practice, then come home, dinner, yada yada yada, here I am. And yeah, that's just like the cycle I am in most days, to where even on some of the days where I try to really, like, you know what, Robert, yes, today we're going to sleep in or whatever, my body is just so trained to freaking getting up at freaking 6 something in the morning. Sometimes before, unfortunately. So it's like some days I'm freaking averaging like 5 hours or so of sleep. And my body, which once again is something else, another thing, third thing, that could be another topic or whatever, but it's like my body is sometimes just on autopilot, which I kind of know, unfortunately, this probably isn't good, but I know how to function when my body is on the brink of exhaustion, to where it's like, hey, getting up, you know, getting everybody where I need to get them, whatever, getting to work, first thing I do when I get to work, eat breakfast. So I don't eat breakfast until I am at work, because the travel time, whatever, like some days when I eat before I leave the house, by the time then I'm a couple hours into work, I'm hungry, and that leads to me having to take an early lunch and yada, yada, yada. So I just try to, as much as possible, wait until I'm actually on site to then go into the break room. Like, there's nobody there. Go into the break room, eat my breakfast, then start my day. I have a little bit of energy. Sometimes I get maybe like a Celsius energy drink like a few days a week, or orange juice or something, whatever. Try to rotate them through. And then find something to keep myself busy on days like today. Because, like, okay, hey, late night, early morning, need to muscle through. So I found stuff to keep myself busy, up, moving, active, doing stuff at work, whatever, just to try to keep me going throughout the day or whatever. Have a solid lunch, do some stuff, whatever, get me through to the end of the work day, come home, rinse, repeat. But I've talked about this stuff a million times before, but yeah, I live a very vicious life cycle, and I definitely be feeling it in my body or whatever. So, which is why I mentioned before, sometimes I use PTO just to take a day off, just to catch up on sleep. But anywho, I'm going to wrap this up because it's 11:15 right now. I've been going about 45 minutes, which is a solid amount of time for this stuff. But yeah, so I hope somebody out there enjoy this episode and enjoy the things I had to say. And hopefully you gleaned something out of it. Even though, like I said, I know I talked a lot about do your best while you can, specifically in the sports realm or whatever. But I hope that you were able to extrapolate something from that to apply to something else that you're trying to do in life. But yeah, so with that being said, thank you so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Danny's a Talk. And as I always say, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime, TV, or movies, play some video, where's it at? I always get it backwards. Play some video games and live your best life and take care of yourself. And with that, I am out. Y'all have an awesome rest of your day and or week. And hit your boy up. I am down to talk and to conversate. But until then, I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.